American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. According to Fox News, Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pushed for the Democratic National Convention's delay as questions of President Biden's 2024 candidacy persist, according to a source familiar. Schumer spoke with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and both men agreed to urge a delayed convention despite initial plans to hold a virtual roll call to officially nominate Biden. One of the most prominent Democrats yet calls on President Biden to step aside. Here's Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
California Congressman and the likely next senator of the Golden State, Adam Schiff, says he has serious concerns about President Biden's ability to beat former President Trump in November. He's one of about 20 Democrats who've called on President Biden to step aside. The Biden campaign has said President Biden plans to stay in the race. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, will introduce himself to a national audience this evening as he addresses the Republican National Convention, which is in day three. The Ohio senator's headlining address will be his first speech as the Republican vice presidential nominee. Here's Fox's Bill Malusian with an update.
The theme tonight here at the RNC is going to be Make America Strong Once Again. There's going to be a heavy emphasis on American foreign policy. As you just said, the headline speaker tonight is Trump's VP choice, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio. Earlier today, the chair of the RNC talked to Fox News about what we can expect tonight. Take a listen.
Election cycle, it comes down to one question. It is strength versus weakness. And we think that when all Americans take a look at where America was under Donald Trump, we had a strong economy, we had a strong southern border, and a strong standing in the world.
Now, in addition to Senator J.D. Vance, other notable speakers tonight include Donald Trump Jr., Texas Governor Greg Abbott, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, and ex-Trump aide Peter Navarro, who literally just got out of federal prison earlier today.
AFN will have coverage this evening of the Republican National Convention. It's a big question in American society. Should Christians stay away from politics? An apologist and author says no. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
Speaking about this on AFR's Today's Issues program, Frank Turek said it's important for Christians to stay active in and informed about what their country is doing.
If you don't think politics are important, you don't think the gospel is important. Why? Because politics affects your ability to preach and live the gospel.
Turek said Jesus himself is probably a top example of a Christian who influenced politics. Turek explained how Jesus' primary nemeses in his day were the Pharisees. The Pharisees were the religious and political leaders of Israel.
Matthew 23:23, he was scolding the politicians of his day for basically majoring in the minors. And by the way, that's what we're doing here in America today. The current administration is telling us what light bulbs we can and can't use, but they won't say, don't murder your children. In fact, they're encouraging us to murder and mutilate our children.
Jesus went after the politicians of Israel. There were other examples in nearly the entire Old Testament.
Just about every one of the prophets is railing against a king or a nation for what they're doing politically. They're falling away from the truth. They're all involved to a certain extent politically. The other thing we have to remember, too, is much of the New Testament, they're dealing with a Roman Empire that they have no influence over. So it's not like there's a lot of examples.
But Turek pointed to Paul.
When he asked for Roman guards, when he asked to see Caesar, to appeal to Caesar. So he's using the political situation at the time in order to advance the gospel, and we have to do the same thing.
I'm Bronson Woodruff.
Fox Business reports millions of Social Security recipients will soon need to switch to a new login portal in order to continue accessing their online account information. The Social Security Administration said this week that users who created an online My Social Security account before September 18th of 2021 will have to transition to a login.gov account to access online services. And we've run out of time for this hour. We do appreciate your listening. Go to AFN.net and you can see a whole lot more there. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.